Everyone, our next talk is a presentation by Peter Meckles and Victoria Neumann from Fetty Variety. Oh, wow, lots of excitement about Fetty Variety. Well, great. Thanks for giving them a welcome, and let's see what they have to say.
So, hello. Who of you is actually on the Fettyverse? Hands up.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Lots of people in the room. Who of you follows a public administration? Oh, quite a few people as well, okay. Who of you is from a public administration that has an account? Okay, well, good. You want a mic?
I have, thank you.
Go on.
So, we study Fediverse integration in public administration. We are part of Fetty Variety. And we are juggling the Fediverse. Thank you, Enelnet, actually, for funding us. And thanks as well go to the Dutch CIO government and the city of Amsterdam for supporting our unconference upcoming in March in Amsterdam. An unconference based actually on our findings, the findings from our research report, and fueled with stories from all of us. Please drop a topic there, if you can, and for discussion, you know, and take part, if you're available. Try to open up new chapters of history.
So this is a very short sneak peek about our research journey. We're going to picture you, the cause, and the case of our study, as well as the consequences. Plus, if we have enough time, we'll share a story with you from our famous logbook.
But before diving into our case, the study, what was actually our cause for this thing? We went actually to a keynote titled Fediverse Integration, Why We Try and Why We Fail. At the Freedom Not Fear Unconference in 2023, in a dazzling keynote speech, the European Data Protection Supervisor pointed us to their failure to integrate the Fediverse into public admin. And he called out to reach out to the politicians, to the parliament, and that's something that we crossed our mind. Immediately following that kind of appeal, as he stepped off that stage, we approached the professor and we challenged him that this wasn't a failure, especially not regarding the numbers for their Fediverse accounts. So he came back the very next day to have a workshop on their failing EU Voice video pilot. And here, our circus took off.
So the first result, after some braining, was that we came up with a pitch for an advertisement campaign on Pornhub to promote alternative social media to politicians during the European elections. Unfortunately, no funding for this case yet. Maybe the next election cycle. But this idea dragged us into the European maze. So, the case, the quote-unquote failing case, the subject of our study, EU Voice and EU Video. In order to do our research, we had an absolute fabulous trip. To get a grip, we proposed a research study about the EU Voice and EU Video case. So now, if you want to close your eyes, take a deep breath.
The EDPS pilot project, EU Voice Stroke Video, was one of the first to integrate self-hosted Fediverse instances into cross-institutional public administration. For this research, Fedivariety examined data on the creation, usage, and experience of the 40 institutional EU Voice, Mastodon, and 6 EU Video, PeerTube accounts. Fedivariety made freedom of information requests to 21 institutions, resulting in documents like reports, correspondence, presentations, manuals, and evaluation reports. They also conducted 10 interviews with individuals involved in the pilot and beyond, such as the Dutch government pilot and the wider open source community pushing for the Fediverse. Therefore, Fedivariety attended various events, including lobby events, policy meetings, advocacy parties, tech conferences, hack gatherings, to observe and to have intimate conversations about the complex interplay of power and seduction in the European maze. By the way, this study uses a blend of qualitative research method based on document analysis and grounded theory. Fedivariety's overall aim is to provide policy recommendations and comprehensive guides for public administrations interested in self-hosting alternatives of decentralized and federated social media. The insights and recommendations from this study will be discussed at the Nodes on a Web-UN conference. So, darlings, why not open some new chapters of history?
So, but what have we actually learned from Fediverse adoption in public administration? It's totally doable. It is a success. It's cheap. It doesn't cost much to deploy. Many governments already have the infrastructure and the people able to do it. And finding the right budget here is a bit of the key. But we think it's doable, especially if we want to do it a bit more long term. It's also easy. We found that admin and moderation wasn't much of an issue for the people we interviewed. And thanks to many pilots like the one from EDPS, there's a lot of resources out there, like GDPR compliant terms and conditions. And while I say it's easy, governance is still work, but that's a responsibility. But most importantly, it was fun. Our participants really liked the conversations that they had on the Fediverse and the engagements they had. They even liked the collaborations that it created cross-institutionally and across communities as well. And they did enjoy experimenting with it, what works and how it works and what works for them and what not. So, if it's cheap, fun and easy, why isn't there a more wide-scale adoption of this? So what we found was also a very European story in a way. There's a little bit of funding here and a little bit of a budget there for a pilot, some prototypes, some features. And sometimes they're labeled as a failure, but often they're actually a great success, if not a learning experience. But then it stops. And hashtag rip NGI for all its shortcomings. But what we also found was that it was a very common open source story. As in that it's not as easy to use, it's kind of difficult in many aspects, and it's not quite fit for purpose. But we believe that it can be. And we have to be a bit more daring and thinking long term and take the responsibility. But we also need to take care of our communities while we do it. To quote one of our participants, the Fediverse is an easy vehicle to work together on a digital commons. So we invite you to step into an era of collective sense-making, even if we fail sometimes, and discuss what values we want to see reflected, maybe also beyond data protection, what we would like to see developed, and a roadmap on how to get there. But we can only bring our story, our stories, to you. What we need are your stories. And now...
Ta-da! The logbook, then. It's a logbook we gathered, actually, based on our stories, based on genuine quotes from real people we interviewed, we encountered, regarding actual events, all related to Fediverse integration in public administration. Stories with a little Fedivariety twist, of course. To help us understand, actually, the challenges that we face in the Fediverse as a public space, one has to step into particular situations together and discuss these situations from all possible angles. So this is, imagine, our logbook menu we assembled with lots of quotes and lots of stories. And we just pick one out of it that I'm going to tell you. Mind in this, that our personal logbooks recorded the experiences, doubts, excitements, challenges, opportunities, loves, and hopes of some of the people we met on this fantastic journey. May 11th, 2024, so was a letter to myself. Before hitting the button, before starting, shaping a rock into a ball. Navigating the European Union resembles an intimate dance, challenging as we strive to shape a stubborn rock into a smooth ball. Difficult, yet thrilling. Hidden in the shadows of public institutions are the resistances we encounter, emerging only when we attempt to breach tricky communication barriers. In high-stakes environments like the EU, trust and courage are crucial yet often held close, like sweet secrets. The stakes are high, and willingness to engage can feel increasingly limited. To tackle these challenges, we established an advisory office for unsolicited advices and became an accredited organization within the EU Transparency Register, meaning we're lobbyists currently. Our interviewee here likened our quest for Fediverse integration to the intimate art of shaping a rock into a ball. Just as that requires passion and dedication, we aim to innovate public administration with new technologies. The journey is fraught with resistance, complex regulations, and historical burdens. Yet, the rewards, people, the rewards, enhanced transparency and deeper citizen engagement shine brightly. Ultimately, shaping a rock into a ball reminds us all that meaningful change demands patience and resilience as we strive for responsive and inclusive public admin in this captivating digital age that is on fire. Let's keep juggling the Fediverse and get involved.
Please get involved.
Thank you. We have someone online, actually, for people out there who are rookie nerd, who is willing to take all kinds of questions now and in the future.
All right. Do we have questions for our friends from Fedivariety? Any questions? Anyone need a rundown on the various icons that are on the Fedivariety logbook menu? Descriptions? No?
No questions?
There we go. Thanks, Tommy.
Hi. First of all, thank you so much. Your storytelling is the kind of experience that the Fediverse needs. So I ask for everyone for another round of applause specifically for that. More circles on the Fediverse. I wanted to ask you, your approach seems very European and abroad, but I'm wondering if you have any experience or if you had any feedback or what are your thoughts specifically regarding small institutions like little municipalities, towns, because I think the approach bottom up can start specifically from those institutions that are already in the public sector but are tiny and maybe easier to approach.
Yeah, that's a very nice question, thank you. What we actually are now looking for, also for the unconference, is people who are already having experience with the Fediverse and who are maybe from smaller institutions. We think that there is a lot of resources in the lovely community out there that can help you along if you want to do Fediverse adoption. We kind of liken it oftentimes as in, well, it's like a secondhand bike that you get from a flea market. Yeah, The frame is really a good piece of engineering. It's really there, but the saddle needs replacement, the brakes might not work, and while you're riding it, you encounter many other issues. And what we need is that we want to hear what the issues are from the people who are using it every day, especially people who are doing the communication part and who are using it. So we would really like to see more people coming, because our focus was, we started out with the EU EU Voice and EU Video
pilot,
and then it kind of breached out during our research to the Dutch pilot as well and some the wider community, but we want to see more. So far we haven't really approached anyone yet. We can write up some of the results, but even for us it's a bit hard, because some of the recommendations that we can give is very specific. And especially when it comes to public institutions, they're very contextualized, and that's why we would like to hear more stories.
Do we have any other questions? If not, oh, we do.
So I have a feeling that one of the biggest challenges to use Fediverse applications in the public sector is that the sysadmins and the IT people don't have knowledge and don't have the training to use them and install them and resolve problems, because they are going out of the school, they're getting a certification from Microsoft, they are getting a certification from Cisco. But this is my feeling. Is this something that you are seeing a lot?
I do see it in the wider open source community, that there is a lack of getting the good techies into open source, yes. But what we can see from our research is that it's not that hard to actually like host an instance, right? If you have a little bit of sysadmin use, even if you don't, if you'd use one in your host, right, it takes you like maximum 3 hours to actually set it up, and then it's like, 30 minutes to 2 hours a month to actually do that. So I don't think that the threshold for the admin people in, or IT people in public administration is that high for that adoption. It's just like, are they already part of our communities? And if they are, they're very open to it. And if you find someone in your own local administration, or like, you know, somebody who works for, I don't know, a hospital or a library who does that IT stuff, if you poke them, they often get the ball rolling. So both that we need to find the people who are already part of our communities and nourish them and get them to do stuff, and then also the ones that we kind of forgotten about in the last couple of years to get them back in.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.